Wow, Aggie, that sure took a while. And nice job last night, Rockets. Let's get this going. Finally, it's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On.
For our Friday.
Friday.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Sports.
Finally, with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon.
Aggie.
A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott filling in for Jong Lee for one more day. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And, you know, when that game started at noon, I thought, I might cut into the first 5 minutes of the show.
That's what I thought, too.
And that's one of the longest games that I've seen all year. So
yeah, well, it was the vaunted defenses were on display today.
Yeah, that was interesting. But
was it?
It was actually fun to watch for a while. Then I switched over to watch hockey, which that looks miserable. They're having that outdoor game in Buffalo today.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anything to do with that.
Yeah,
that's a hard pass for me.
It's 3-3, Canada and the U.S. I really need the U.S. to win, otherwise – when I get home, I'm going to get that little pat on the head and good game if Canada wins, which is what I did to her last year when the U.S. won the gold medal. So I probably deserve that. How's your day been?
It's been all right.
Yeah?
You know, it's I'm trying to think what I got into. I took my kid to a hitting lesson, and then I ate at Sonic, and I remember that
God,
I hate eating at Sonic. And he was like, can we go to Sonic after his hitting lesson? I was like, yeah, okay. And then I was like, oh, this is really, really gross. And as always, the beverage was tasty and the food was not. And then on my way in, I was cutting through like Uptown Park.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I always try to get off 610 before I get to Westheimer.
Right.
And so as I'm cutting through there, I see this guy who's got a big truck and a small jack, and he's struggling. And I'm like, hey, man, you doing all right? And his jack is too far up, and it's not getting but he already had the wheel off. So
right.
It couldn't go any higher, and he couldn't get the new tire on. So I got my jacket. I did a good Samaritan, a good deed today.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
For all those people who think you're an a-hole.
And then when I came in, there was a free burger at the Shake Shack. So I feel like that's karma paying me back.
That's the universe telling you you did a good deed.
Yeah. Who was in here before us?
Nobody.
Oh, it would have been weren't John and Lance on
Granato
this one?
And Lance were in, yeah. So maybe Lance just dropped it.
Oh, well, maybe Lance knew I was going to help some dude change a tire.
He heard
today.
About it.
Yeah.
And
he's prescient. He probably just saw that coming and decided to leave that.
I could see that.
So,
and then, I watched some Aggie football, listened to it for the rest of the way in, and they're a mess.
Yeah, well, it's a bowl game.
Thank God they stole that defensive coordinator away from LSU.
Yeah, that really made a difference for him.
Oh, my.
So I've had a very productive day. Wrote two stories for Sports Map, one on how Sir Jonathan Football might do in the Canadian Football League, one on the Jadeveon Clowney topic that we've been discussing this week, and then I wrote something for Houston Sports and stuff, making fun of the guy who left us off the list of radio hosts.
Uh-huh.
You know who else got left off? Our buddy Sean. Pendergast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's only their highest rated show over there. So, yeah, I had some fun with that. So if you get a chance, go check them out. And all good stuff on SportsMap. Getting a lot of people calling me an idiot for suggesting trading Clowney. So that was what I was going for. Well done. I suggested they should consider it. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But
I'm firmly against.
Yeah, I'm the more I wrote it, I'm like, I like this idea. If you get the right package. I mean, you've got to get enough for it, but it's all on SportsMap and Houston Sports and stuff, so go check them out. I just felt like writing something non-sportsy today, so I posted that on the other website. So both websites are good today. And filled with a lot of my crap. So
there you go.
I have a barbecue suggestion for you because I know you are a barbecue superstar.
Okay.
I know you've been to Jackson Street.
I have.
On Fridays, and only on Fridays, they have Beef Rib Fridays.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've gone, usually because Fridays are always packed there, but because of the holiday, there weren't many people. Seriously good beef ribs.
Okay.
Worth trying on a Friday.
Okay.
Just get that. Don't get anything else.
See, this is the thing about you. Now, like, because you don't leave the loop, like, Jackson Street's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Then I could tell you, I mean, I could ask you, how's it compare to the beef rib at Killen's or Corkscrew? And you'd say, well, I don't know. Those places are far away.
No, I've had them at Killen's. Well, usually they run out at Killen's by the time I get there because I like to go in the afternoon when there's no line. But it's comparable, yes.
Oh, well, that's high praise, sir.
I mean, I just have had trouble finding good beef ribs in the city. That's the one thing and that's why I like Killen's so much is because I know I'll get good beef ribs, but they always run out. And I'm not going to wait in line. So I think I've had them once or twice maybe. But yeah, I went in there today and they said, yeah, it's Beef Rib Friday. And I mean, it was one of those will do you right. I still have leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
So I recommend you try that one Friday when you're downtown. That's about it. Watch the Rockets last night. That was an embarrassment to God and everybody.
Man, they were up by 26.
26 points, indeed.
And that was in the second quarter.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that was at half.
What a melt! And then, like James Harden down the stretch, like you could tell he just like Marcus Smart got in his head. He
kind of started turning into playoff James Harden.
Yeah, and then so they posted a. Like a video of the offensive fouls or the shoving fouls on James Harden. And I quote tweeted and said, Jimmy Harden got beat up mentally here, which he did. And, Marcus Smart's the kind of guy who can get in your head. He got in James's head. And somebody replied and was like, is Jimmy supposed to be an insult? And I said, no, it's just an alternative way to say James. And
did someone Sheila Jackson Lee you?
I didn't invent that. Like it's been there for a while. A lot of James has turned into Jimmy for a long time. Long time. But sometimes when you start acting like a child at the end of a game, maybe you should be Jimmy for a little while and not James. If you want to act petulantly and cost your team.
Yeah. Maybe Jimbo?
No, Jimbo's like that's the
that's taken.
That's if you are either really old or large. Okay. That's when James becomes Jimbo. Mm. And then, yeah.
All right.
Those
are
your choices. Jimmy, James, Jimbo.
Well, guys, I got to tell you about MyBookie. If you want to get in on the action, this is your place to do it, mybookie.ag. And industry-leading sportsbook, they've got you covered for everything, NFL, college football. You want to get in on these bowl games, they got you. You want to get in on the hockey, they got you. You want to get in on NBA, college basketball, like my man Hoffman does, they have you covered. And guess what? You want to play around with horses, greyhounds? They got that too. And if you want to play in a casino, how about instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots, all of it, and a fantastic mobile site that you can go to, which you can go to right now and sign up. But pull over. Don't do it on the don't do it while you're driving. But the most important thing about any website to me is, do they pay you when you win? Well, guess what? You score that big win, MyBookie has you covered. Fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code Fred. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. It's time to get in the game. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, if you haven't made it out to Carbach to check out their restaurant, you need to get out there and see it. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a fantastic menu. They've got good, they'll throw a good burger your way. You want some buttermilk fried chicken, they got that going. The vice versa, battered fish and chips, the fish tacos, the poutine, Korean fried chicken. So much great stuff on the menu. You're going to have to go back multiple times to try it all. But everything there pairs well with your favorite Carbach brew. And if you are thinking about having a private event, they've got some nice options for that, including an indoor room that can accommodate about 185 people and a space outdoors in the beer garden that can accommodate even more than that. Come check them out today and then hang out in the beer garden. They open at 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturdays, noon on Sundays. And while you're there, get yourself a tour of the brewery. Located right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma, you're going to love this place. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, sort of. First hour was only about 10 minutes. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you really didn't miss much because there wasn't much. Aggie football went way late. But we're back now, and we got 2 hours to go. We got a lot of stuff to get to. RJ Bell will join us at the 5:30 mark, as he always does, so we'll talk a little NFL then. But we can always do what we usually do at 5 o'clock on Fridays, which is go through the full schedule real
quick.
Let's
do it.
And you can also discuss what games you might actually be playing.
And by the way, this is easily the lightest week that I'll have betting NFL because...
Yeah, I think I've only got two actual plays this weekend and maybe three. And that includes a college game, which I'm on the over on Memphis, which I've mentioned before. All right, so let's start with... The other thing that's kind of cool is all the games are Sunday, which I like.
Yeah.
They're all kind of crammed into that one day.
Well, they're all around the college games.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Okay, so Bengals, Ravens. Ravens minus 9.5.
Too many points for me to give, but if I had to, I'd play the Ravens. They're in a must-win situation. The Bengals don't have nothing to play for.
Packers, I'm kind of with you on that. Packers plus 6.5 vs. Lion.
Yeah. And that's in Detroit?
It is.
Two teams that have nothing to play for.
I think the Lions, after the basically after being knocked out last week, I think they have zero to play for. I think the Packers might have a little pride to play for as badly as they were.
I mean, they were humiliated last week. So, yeah, I'm out on that game.
I'm going to lean Packer, and just a little hint, when the pregame line airs on Sunday with RJ Bell, he likes Packers too.
Okay.
Bills minus 2.5 at Dolphin. I like Bill.
I like the Bills too.
Falcons minus 4 at home against Panther.
I like the Falcons.
I think I'm going to go the other way here. I'm going to take Panther.
Okay.
Saints minus.
Remember, the Panthers are locked into their seeding.
No, they could still win the division though.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I mean, they have something to play for too, and the Falcons at home have not impressed me. So I'll take Panther here and feel good about it. Saints minus 7 at Buccaneers.
Saints.
Yeah. Jaguar plus three at Titan.
Jags.
I like the Jags here.
And they're locked into their seeding, too. I don't care. I think they want to get that back.
If they lose, they wind up playing them again next week, most likely. I think you want to go ahead and just stomp this team and keep them out of the playoffs. Patriots minus 15 at home against the Jets.
Jets.
Okay.
15 points is absurd.
It is absurd, but I think the Patriots house them, but I can't give that many points. Colts now up to 5.5-point favorites. Mentioned yesterday that apparently DeAndre Hopkins is worth 1.5 because it went from 4 to 5.5 after that announcement. I don't care. I'm still taking the Colts.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like the Colts a lot here. I don't know how the Texans are going to score a point. Easy cover for the Colts, and that will actually be a play. Steelers minus 10 against the Browns. I'm hearing they're going to rest a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, they could still be the number one seed, but do you really think that the Patriots are going to lose to the Jets?
No.
No.
It's a pass for me. If I were playing, I'd say Pittsburgh.
Redskins minus 3 at Giant.
The Redskins.
Yeah, I like the Redskins here. Vikings minus 11.5 against the Bears.
Give me Bears.
It's a lot of points. And
it's too many points. Yeah, double-digit division dogs.
There you go. There you go. And Cowboys minus 3 at Eagles, who have nothing to play for.
Yeah, give me Cowboys.
Raiders plus 7.5 against the Chargers. I like the Raiders here with that outside of touchdown. I know they've been bad.
Dude, I can't even think about betting the Raiders right now. They're just vile.
But look at the Chargers have to win. They're going to be under pressure. They tend to choke when they're in that situation. And, yeah, the Raiders are vile, but I'll take the plus 7.5.
Yeah, that's a pass on me.
Seahawk minus 9 against the Cardinals.
I think I kind of like Arizona here.
I do, too.
It's a lot of points.
It is. Almost a double-digit division dog. And that line's moved up from 7.5 early on. I think I'd keep an eye on that. I think if it goes anywhere, it's going to go up again. If you get to 10, I would totally pounce. Broncos, 3-point favorites against the Chiefs.
I we talked about this off the air because I was talking about taking the Broncos in my survival pool, but I just can't trust them. Give me the Chiefs.
I don't like giving points with the Broncos. I know this game means absolutely nothing to the Chiefs, and they're going to try to keep people from getting hurt. But I mean, the Broncos are just so bad. I'll stay away from this one, but I'd probably lean Bronco, but I don't like the 3 points. And 49ers minus 3.5 at Ram, who also pretty much settled into where they're going to be, but could still improve their seeding.
Give me that number again.
49ers minus 3.5.
I'll take the Niners. They seem to not care that they're ruining their draft pick.
And yeah, at this point, they've already ruined it. So
yeah, that team's confident. They're loving what they're doing, and they think they're getting a little taste of winning. I think they're going to keep trying.
Yeah, and I think the Rams could conceivably still be the – no, I don't think they can. I think they're pretty much
– I think they're kind of where they are, right? They're the 3 seed.
Yeah, well, yeah, because the worst – they're going to be stuck in that seed because the Vikings – even if the Vikings were to lose and the Rams were to win, Vikings have that head-to-head win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rams are locked into the third. So, yeah. Okay, 49er, I'm with you. There you go. We're in overtime in the hockey game, 3-3.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Come on, America.
I wanted it to be a tense ending.
I don't. I have no wager on this, by the way.
Okay.
Bass, what do you think of USC plus 10 tonight?
Numbers getting to where I like USC. Any
money line thought is also the second half.
I'll pass on money line, but if I can get 10, I could see playing USC.
Yeah, I'm seeing 9.5 right now. I don't trust USC. They're one of those teams that I think should be able to cover that spread against Ohio State, but.
Oh, talent wise, they're there. Yeah,
talent wise, they're there, but I mean, how many times have they just, I honestly, I, Anytime I bet on USC, they fail to cover. So I'm just staying away from that one myself. Yeah, the only college game I'm on is at Memphis over, and I'll probably take Memphis to cover as well. That's all I got this weekend on.
I've been locked in since the lines came out on New Mexico State +7.5 today.
Okay. So, yeah, you mentioned that one from the very beginning.
Yeah, so that's my play. And then I've got an under.
And they're up 10-7 right now.
Yeah, boy. And I've got an under in the Baylor-Texas Tech game tonight.
Okay.
Baylor missing one of their best interior scorers, so it's going to be a grinder.
All right.
That's a good game, though.
A little college basketball action. I like it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
For sports is ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And just to clarify, the Rams could still be a 4 seed. And I think I'd rather be a 4 seed.
I would rather be the 4 seed. I'd rather play Philadelphia right now than Minnesota.
And
isn't it crazy to think that Minnesota could conceivably play every game of these playoffs, including the Super Bowl, at home?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a decent chance of that. So
that's pretty wild to think about.
But yes, and Minnesota, according to ESPN, has a 99.6% chance of getting the number 2 seed.
Okay.
So I would say they're relatively locked in. All they need to do is beat the Bears, or the Falcons defeat the Panthers, the Saints beat the Bucks, or the Rams defeat the 49ers.
Okay.
Any one of those things happens if they lose. And the Saints, if they beat the Buccaneers, clinch the NFC South. But the Panthers could still conceivably get the number 2 seed.
Okay.
I'm guessing 0.04%.
Yeah.
But it says
that takes the Saints losing and the Vikings and the Rams losing.
Yeah, the Panthers would have to beat the Falcons, and then the Saints, Vikings, and Rams all have to lose.
Okay.
Then the Panthers would win the head-to-head tiebreaker with Minnesota. I don't think that's a very likely scenario.
No.
So there you go. Hopefully that clarifies a little bit. I wonder if anybody's actually listening today, or if they turned in, heard Aggie football.
I think there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Chris Paul back in tonight against the Wizards, it looks like.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So we'll see how that changes things. It's good, because that's a matchup of a couple of the finest backcourts in the NBA. So
yeah, it'd be good to see him back out there, and maybe they can get that taste out of their mouth from
boy, that's a sour one.
From last night's choke job.
I was sitting there thinking, man, I was here, you know, thinking that they were going to be fighting to not have a 5-game losing streak, because I had just kind of, you know, I thought the Wizards, that's a winnable game, even without Paul and Capella, like if everything breaks right. And then I was, you know, I'm driving home listening to the Celtics game, and then I get home and watch the rest of it, and I'm like, what a fool I was to even like act like they were an automatic loss here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they ended up making me right.
I'm still not worried about them. I mean, as long as when they get healthy, they'll be fine. It's just getting healthy. And, 713-780-ESP is your number if you want to get in or if you want to text the show. We'll be happy to take either from any of the four people who are listening
today.
Did
you see what Adam Schefter said?
No, I didn't.
15 minutes ago?
No, what did Adam Schefter say? Is it real Adam Schefter, or is it fake Adam Schefter?
This is on ESPN.com, so I'm assuming it's real. The Tampa Bay Bucks will retain Dirk Cutter.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
So that's a little bit surprising.
Over under on dead coaches?
4.5 from now. Like, that doesn't count, like, the Giants. And
right.
I'll say 4.5 is the number.
Yeah, I'll go over.
Okay.
But that takes one guy out of play, for sure.
Yep.
I'm a little surprised. I mean, what's their What's their excuse this year? What was the reasoning for tanking when they were supposed to be good?
I don't know. It says Tampa Bay's 2016 substantially raised expectations for 2017. Upgraded roster on both sides of the ball. Winston having another year of experience. But the season has been marred by injuries, including Winston missing three games with a sprained AC joint. Doug Martin and the ground game have been stuck in neutral. And last season's best defense on third down ranks as the NFL's worst in 2017.
Doesn't that a little bit of coaching?
It says they lost the past 4 weeks either in overtime or by 3 points. That's my biggest bitch about things is I hate when people are like, well, they're barely losing these games. Like, losers find ways to lose. That's what they do.
Yeah. I remember.
Like, they're this and this in close games. And
yeah, remember how many close games the 2-14 Texans team had?
Yeah, but they were 2-14. They were losers.
So.
Cutter's return in 2018 is surprising because several league sources believed he would be on his way out and that the team would be poised to make a run at John Gruden.
Yeah, and the Gruden rumors were out there for the last week, and it's kind of like, really? When are we going to learn from these John Gruden rumors that he's not going anywhere? 832 says, I'm here, Fred, like that lone WNBA midseason fan sitting in the bleachers by myself. I might be drunk and possibly a creep, but I'm here. Odd question for AJ. Is 512 Brewery pronounced 512 or is it 512?
512.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So I changed the station when I heard Aggies football, but.
But you came back to check on us.
Yeah, minutes later, he was glad to hear us on. Well, we said we were going to be on. Listening with the wife on the way to eat at B&B Butchers, recommendations. Ooh. Carpetbaggers for your, whatever you do for your appetizer, get carpetbaggers.
I always tell people if you get a chance, eat Kobe beef there because it's one of, what was it, 6 places or 7 places in the country that you can get real legit Kobe beef? So yeah, I always recommend that. But it's pricey.
Yeah, but if you know you're going to a place like that, you know what you're doing. You know you're going to spend some money. But the Carpetbaggers on the Half Shell.
No, there's 9 restaurants.
Okay.
Is that the A5 rated stuff?
Well, this is the Kobe beef is from Japan.
Yeah, but they give it a classification like A5, A.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they I'm not sure how they classify it, but I just know that like there's a bunch of people who will be like, oh, we'd do Kobe burgers and Kobe steaks, and then they jack up the prices, but then like that's not real.
Yeah, it's just leftover American style Kobe.
Yeah. Because they've used the term to like just mean, oh, it's high-end beef, which that's not what it is. There are 9 places. There's one in New York, one in Cupertino, California, one in San Francisco, 2 in Vegas.
Is that the – they're at the Wynn, right?
There's one at SLS Hotel. It's called Bizarre Meat, and then there's one at Aria. Jean-Georges Steakhouse.
Okay. We're going to have to make a run over there at some point.
That's the place where I'd eaten Kobe before.
Yeah.
Before we went to
B&B. I haven't been there in forever, so.
Nick and Sam's in Dallas. And, oh, there's another one in Vegas. Yeah, the SW Steakhouse in the Wynn.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you've been there?
This last time I was in Vegas, we ate at the sushi place and the SW. And the sushi place, we had Kobe. It's all in the same building. That Kobe beef, it's insane. It just like melts in your mouth.
There's one in Honolulu and then B&B here in Houston. So don't be fooled by imitations. Don't pay that. If you go to Cheesecake Factory and they say, oh, we've got a Kobe burger. Yeah. If somebody's got Kobe beef, they're not turning it into burgers. All right.
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
So he says, grilling up some burgers tonight, should I put fried eggs on them? I'm not a big fried eggs on my burger guy.
I'm pro fried egg.
I mean, I just...
There's not a lot of food that, like, dumping an egg on top of it doesn't make better. That's my belief.
Where are you at on tamales on a burger?
I've never tried it, but I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Hubcap Grill. I'm going tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll report back.
Is there chili on it?
No, it's just some tamales, I think avocado and some queso fresco.
That's interesting. Okay.
I don't like avocado on anything.
You don't like avocado?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's so delicious. So good for you.
Well,
that's how I maintain this bod.
I see. Yeah, I love burgers, but I don't like a lot of extra junk on them. You know, I kind of like my burgers fairly plain.
You're a plain Jane burger guy.
Because that way, if it's really good beef, then I can appreciate it.
Right.
Now, if it's not that good, then yeah, put all the crap on it you want. That'll cover up the taste. All right, guys. Hey, guess what's back at Gulf Greyhound Park? Live racing. And guess who's going to be down there next week? How about the Blitz next Thursday? Myself and Mr. Hoffman, we're going to celebrate Gulf Greyhound Park's 25th anniversary with a live broadcast beginning at 4 o'clock, so come out and join the party. There'll be food trucks, exciting racing action from some of the greatest Greyhounds bred in Texas and across the nation. And we're going to be giving away some awesome ESPN gear and great prizes. They're racing again tomorrow at noon, so get out there. And next Saturday, I'm actually going to be out there doing a little handicapping thing. We'll be giving out stuff again. So I'll be out there Thursday for the show, and then Saturday we'll be doing a little ESPN section, and we can talk about handicapping, talk about the races. That'll be 3:30 to 5:30, and we'll have a little handicapping contest. So watch and wager at Gulf Greyhound Park. They're off to the races live. Get on down there. It's in Lamarck. It's right off 45. You can't miss it. And you probably have seen it 1,000 times on your way down to Galveston. And you can go and bet simulcasting year-round there. Horses and greyhounds, they got everything covered. But right now, one of the rare times you're going to get live racing for their 25th anniversary. So get down there. Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Friday, 5:30, time for the gambling legend of the universe, our good friend.
We're not going to make him wait till the end of this shootout?
Probably not. Our friend R.J. Bell, founder of Pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter, at R.J. in Vegas. And yeah, sorry, I'm distracted by U.S.-Canada hockey shootout here. So,
well, listen, admitting it is the first step.
Well, I admit that I have a problem.
Exactly.
And I think this is all but over here. One more goal for the U.S. So, R.J., we will be continuing the pregame line. I don't know if you got my email, but that show's going to continue for a while. So congratulations.
Oh, good. By popular demand.
Yes, too many.
That means you guys got picked up for a second season.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Remember Seinfeld? It started slow and
It's the build.
I mean, Fred was let's just say he was a little nervous being on national radio, but then I think he got comfortable.
Was I really? So hey, first off, this is kind of a bizarre story. This guy, and you were quoted in USA Today about him, who allegedly knew Odell Beckham Jr. and now he's saying he's getting banned from all these casinos. What the hell's going on with this guy?
Well, you know, it was interesting because the fellow who wrote the story, Josh Peters, I think, or Peter, I can't remember if it's plural or not, but nice guy, and I've done some stuff with him over the years, and he called me a few months ago and said, hey, RJ, do you know about this guy? I said, no, never heard of him. And, you know, looked into it a little bit. And over the next few months, Josh kept writing the story. And, you know, listen, anytime you talk gambling, you're going to, especially sports betting, you're going to get heat. Because here's the thing. There's a small minority of about, I don't know, 30 people on Twitter that feel like they're the arbiters of right and wrong when it comes to Vegas and sports betting in general. Now, you've never heard of them, right? And, you know, none of them have more than like 300 followers, but somehow they know best. And listen, I agree. Anybody who has a following isn't necessarily an authority, but with this kind of contrarian group, the sense is if you have a following, that somehow invalidates you. You must be unknown and living in a basement somewhere in order to know what you're talking about. That's a sad reality in sports betting and, quite frankly, poker. Because what ends up happening is there's all these people in poker who are somehow making money. Maybe they won a tournament on TV. Maybe they got some kind of sponsorship. But and then there's this other person, you know, in Idaho or something, who thinks he knows best. So he jumps on forums and, you know, he's saying, oh, no, you should have C-bet there. And you shouldn't have done, you know, you should have bluff re-raised on the river. And they all got their theories. And what happens is when you are not getting affirmed by society, you become very petty when it comes to right and wrong within your domain of expertise. So imagine someone like Warren Buffett. And if someone said, oh, Warren Buffett doesn't know what he's talking about, do you figure Warren Buffett really is going to spend all that much time? He's been affirmed by his domain, which is, you know, financial investments. A lot of sports bettors out there are in no way affirmed and in no way making any real money. So they've got to be hypercritical. Now, does it mean they're always wrong about this Rob guy? No. I mean, you can be inclined to be critical and still sometimes be right about your criticism. So I think in general, what Josh found out was there was about, you know, a beehive of negativity. Like, oh, you glorified this guy, you know, USA Today. And I thought my quote, and I had the one quote in there, and Fezzik had a couple I thought were good, but I thought my one quote really summed it up. I said, listen, your story should be about two things. One is what this guy has done up till now. And that's pretty amazing, right? He's bet big money and seemingly won significant money betting sports. That's a story in itself. And then the second part of the story is how long does this keep up? Is it sustainable? Because from what I can gather, the guy doesn't do what a professional bettor needs to do to win. And thus, the analogy I gave was a tightrope walker with no net, and it's windy. You look up and you say, wow, that guy's got some guts. On the other hand, you're thinking, huh, I wonder when he's going to fall. And that's my real takeaway. This guy's done some amazing stuff, if the story is to be believed, and I have no reason not to believe it, betting hundreds of thousands of dollars on individual games. And he's done it for 5 years, apparently, so he isn't broke yet. But if I could fade him like a stock, you know, you can sell a stock short, I would certainly do that.
Yeah, and then the stuff came out today that, well, in the story, and I thought your quotes were pretty good, but he was talking about how you would fix summer league games and stuff like this, and now he's allegedly been banned from a couple casinos, so...
Banned for what?
Apparently, the story came out today that MGM has basically told him he can't bet there anymore, and William Hill has told him the same thing.
And it's because he's winning so much?
There's not a reason why, other than that maybe it's because of these contacts with athletes and stuff that he brought out. And he openly talked about what games you would fix. That might have done it.
You know something, if that did it, that is so freaking embarrassing.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
But. I mean, listen, I'd love to book his stuff, right? I'm not making any solicitation, but anyone with any bankroll that wouldn't want to book this guy. Now, listen, is it possible that because he has some contacts, or is it possible that, and again, I'm not saying I have any insight, but is it possible he sometimes has contacts that are giving him truly inside information? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible with anybody. But the question is, what's his volume? If he says, listen, in sometime in the next 6 months, I want to bet $1 million on one game, I wouldn't be interested because I would be worried with one game. Maybe he does know something. But if he told me, hey, I want to bet with you, but I'll bet at least $100K a week and, you know, whatever the minimums are, but let's say minimums where he's playing volume, let's say he's playing at least 20 games a month, I would take his money at, a, you know, 100 to win 110, where I'm, you know, the house, and I would, like, feel like it's the best thing I could do that year financially. And if the MGM's worried and he's giving them real action, it's sad. It's pathetic. And it's really why Vegas is in trouble, quite frankly. When things go legal, these Vegas books in their ways, maybe they change at that point and get some guts. But if you're afraid of this guy, then that's about the worst indictment I can imagine.
Well, and they're going to the more competition, they're going to have to change some things. And that's just good for us. But let's get to the football Sunday, because we got a
What did you guys think of the article?
I thought it was, I think I've seen a lot of guys like this come and go, that suddenly, you know, they're the ones who are tweeting out their winning tickets, but not their losing ones. And I kind of think, yeah, what he's done so far is pretty incredible. Do I think it's sustainable? Probably not. But, you know, I also think that it's one of those guys who likes to be around athletes and stuff like that. And usually those guys kind of, you know, they get popular on Instagram, and then they sort of disappear.
So. Well, here's an interesting question, though. If you were a guy that was a face for a syndicate, now, usually what a syndicate will do, so a syndicate is a big betting group that wants to bet hundreds of thousands on a game. And let's say Billy Walters is a good example of that, back before he went to jail for financial impropriety, I guess. I don't know how to describe it, but it involved Wall Street. Just recently. Okay. So there's two real known ways to get down if you want to bet big, big money. Number one is you do it with many, 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 like, $1,000 or $2,000 bets. So if you want to get down $200,000 and each person can bet $1,000, you need 200 people, right? Now, across the country, if you set up a network like that, that is possible. And the rumor is, allegedly, that's what Billy was best at, is just having an amazing network across the country that he could just, with a lot of small bets, get the amounts that he wanted down. Now, the second way, and this is a great book, it's called Smart Money. And it was written recently, but it actually detailed like a year in the life back in like 2003. And of a guy who was a famous guy who was betting for a syndicate. Now, the assumption is, and I don't know this for sure, so I'll say allegedly again, that Billy Walters was the bettor in this book, and that, again, allegedly, Ashton Kutcher was the bettor. Okay. Now, and there was a story about him kind of admitting some of this later. You can find it on Google. Kutcher. Okay. So what happens? A guy like with a face comes in and says, "Hey, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but I made $7 million in my last movie. I want to bet sports and I want to bet big." Now, quite frankly, most books are very anxious to take celebrity bettors, right? Because they know the money doesn't mean a lot to them and that they probably aren't sharp. But the theory is, a guy like Billy will occasionally, and that was always the rumor with Floyd Mayweather, that he was moving for Billy. And if I had to be honest, I would guess that he was some of the time. But he also was betting his own stuff, is, again, my personal assessment with Mayweather. So, but if Floyd's coming in, are you afraid to take his bet?
No.
Probably not, right?
No.
All right. So what happens is, they'll get a guy who wants to live on, you know, a guy like a Ashton Kutcher that wants to live on the other side of the tracks, wants a story. And all of a sudden now he'll say, okay, bet this way, bet that way. And he'll make sure he doesn't do any bets that seem sharp. And they'll actually make sure the lines move against him. There's all kind of ways to camouflage that your action's really sharp if you're as big as a syndicate. All right. And then eventually, maybe he breaks even for a while. The sports books get comfortable. And then Kutcher says, "Hey, I want to raise my limits." They say, "No problem." And boom, all of a sudden he goes 17-3 at one point, and he makes, like, you know, $12 million. That has happened before. Now, here's the third possibility. What happens if you got a guy that's a great showman, that just has that look, that has that ability to be a big time hustler? And what you do is you create an environment where he's hustling and he's getting, you know, he's losing 30K at blackjack. He's tipping $100 to the valet. He's wearing the goofy looking hat with the bill up or whatever, right? He looks like, no way, this guy. He's the opposite of a sharp, it would seem, right? And you hear him talking. He's like, I just got feelings sometimes, you know, things like that. Well, what do you think? You think this guy doesn't know what he's doing? Maybe he's, you know, a former drug dealer. Maybe he's got a rich daddy. Who knows, right? But lo and behold, that's a syndicate that's putting him up, right? And all that money losing at blackjack and tipping the valet, that's all just an expense, a camouflage, they call it, expense. And really, when he bets the big bucks, he's betting real stuff. And he'll play some parlays and stuff to throw you off the scent. But when he makes the big bets, it's real stuff. So I'm not saying that's the case. But this guy is so cartoonish as like a goofball who's betting big. It almost makes me look like it's one of those old sayings in journalism. Fred, you probably know this one. The story was too good to check it. This guy is such the prototype of some clueless big bettor that has some other money source. It almost makes me suspicious.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. It does seem like, you know, it's one of those guys who sort of came out of nowhere, too. All right, let's get to the games because full slate here. And one of the big things that we talked about on the pregame line that will air Sunday is motivation. How important is that in Week 17?
Well, I think it's the only factor, really, that matters because I don't care how much better a team is. If a team isn't motivated, the other NFL team is going to beat them, right? These are all professional teams. So to me, in Week 17, you need to look at motivation first and pretty much only. If you're handicapping in any other way, using stats for the season or anything else, the only game, Carolina-Atlanta, is a classic handicap. Every other game, I think, has significant motivational factors.
Well, let's start with one of them that I think is kind of interesting, which is 49ers-Rams. The Rams can be the 3 seed or the 4 seed, and they basically are treating this like the game doesn't matter because they're getting ready for the playoffs. And it's almost better to be the 4 seed here because then you'd get Philadelphia in the second round than the 3. And their motivation almost seems to be, we don't care. And that intrigues me because the 49ers have been playing so well and are acting like a team that wants to keep winning out.
Well, first off, let's agree 100% the 49ers are as motivated. I think the most motivated teams in the NFL this week are amongst that group of 6 or 7 is probably San Francisco and the Browns. The Browns really don't want to go winless, especially if there's no consequence to winning a game a la the first pick, right, which is not. So I think unequivocally the Browns want to win. I think unequivocally the 49ers want to win out. I also think you're right on with the Rams. Now, let's caveat this. I don't think the Rams want to lose. I think what the Rams are saying is this. There might be some utility to being the 4th seed over the 3rd seed, some benefit. But I'd rather win to keep the momentum, right? Because winning matters. Now, additionally, though, and here's where it gets complicated, he'd like to have a bye with his starters. Or maybe the better way to say it is have his starters get a rest. So I think what you're seeing here is him saying, listen, I'm going to give my starters a rest and gain that utility no matter what. But then I'm going to play as hard as I can. And if somehow we win with our backups, it's going to be a double whammy of goodness. Right? Because one, our starters got a rest. And number two, wow, we can even win without our starters, right? Momentum. But if somehow they lose, well, they're probably, or I think certainly in that case, would be the 4th seed, which has advantage of likely going to Philly. They certainly would go to Philly if 3 and 4 win next week. Now, that's not certain, right? The 3 wins. So to me, it's a free roll. You're getting the free roll or you're getting the benefit of the rest. And now you either get a win even with your backups or the 4 seed. Both have value. Where if you play hard, now you're not even sure what, you know, with your starters. I'm not even sure which you want to win or lose. You probably want to win. But now you're not getting the bye, and it's questionable utility to actually be the three seed. So this is a very smart approach. I think the trick is, though, they're going to play really hard.
RJ Bell is our guest. Get back to the Browns Steelers, because you talk about their motivation, and it seems like the Steelers are kind of treating this the same way that the Rams are, at least from what I've read, that they're going to rest some guys, and you know, their guys are going to play, but they're not going to play the whole game, because you know, they could still conceivably be the one seed, but you're also counting on the Jets beating the Patriots for that to happen. Do you like the Browns in this game? That number's come down quite a bit.
Yeah, I think Mike Tomlin should be like George Costanza when it comes to any metagame decision. Metagame is in, it's not X's and O's, but it's more strategic. And he should do the opposite. Because whatever his instincts are, they're wrong much more than they're right, in my opinion. This is ludicrous. So we're going to sit here and say there's no real chance that the Patriots lose. Well, then lay the 1,200 and go home and retire, right? Are you guys laying 1,200 on the Patriots?
No.
Why not? It's a sure thing, apparently. I mean, mathematically, there's about a 10% chance that the Pats lose. So what are you gaining as the Steelers? Now, anytime players don't play, you remove the risk of injury, which has some utility, all right? But haven't we learned the old Tony Dungy, sit everyone as long as you can, doesn't work? I mean, look how hard Belichick plays in Week 16, even when they have their C locked up, especially if he has a bye. Because it's a good week to tune up, play hard. Maybe, you know, if you're up big, you sit him in the third, you know, or early fourth, that's fine. But make a statement. And I don't know what he's going to do. Who knows? This could be trying to, you know, maybe it's mind games trying to have the Pats relax or something. But if he doesn't play until they have a 21-point lead, his starters, it's a huge mistake. Because if you have a 10% chance to be the number one seed and you cut that in half by not playing your starters, that means you're giving back a 5% chance of being the number one seed. Now, we're all obviously doing broad strokes here, but are you really, on one hand, if you have an additional 5% chance to be the number one seed and you get your guys to stay sharp and only have 1 week off, and the negative is that, well, there's an injury risk. And then on the other hand, you're giving up 5%, your guys aren't sharp, or they don't have a chance to play and be sharp, and now they're off for 2 weeks. To me, that's a net nay. I mean, even literally, if there was nothing at stake, you play your guys. The fact that there's a 5% additional chance of the 10% total chance, because obviously they can still win with their backups, but I think it at least cuts the chance in half. I mean, to me, it's absurd. And we'll see what he does, but if he does what he's saying, it's a bad move.
All right, that's RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Joins us every Friday. RJ, great stuff as always, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
My pleasure, guys. I really respect people grinding. People are like, RJ, I can't believe you're doing these spots. And I'm like, is there a game tomorrow? They're like, yeah. And then I'm working.
I like
that's
it.
All you, if you got to figure out if I'm working, that's just go look at the schedule.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here this week, when everybody else is taking off.
Exactly.
So
No. You figure you can work lackadaisically this week and then take vacation
grinding,
other times.
No, we're grinding.
Be honest.
We're grinding, man.
We don't vacation during football
season. I'll be honest with you. For guys in one of the top, five markets, right, who's one of the ratings leaders, to as hard as you work is actually unusual. I will genuinely give you that as your end-of-year performance review.
Thank you. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Guys.
I think that was a compliment.
That's good because I've got to fill out that self-evaluation
You
thing.
Still haven't done that?
No. But that now I know what to put.
See, I felt...
I work way harder than you guys deserve. That's what I'm going to put.
Just put
that.
Hashtag grinder.
Yeah.
Did you do yours yet, Tyler?
I filled mine out and turned it in on time.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. They didn't send it to me the first time. Like, there was no attachment.
Okay.
And then they sent it to me again. And on that time, there was. So I was like, well, I guess I better get on it.
I kind of felt like I had to do mine because it was my idea to do these. So,
why?
Because, well,
you shouldn't have told him that.
No, I take full responsibility for. But this company's getting really big, man, and I think it's a good way to let people know where they stand. It's also, you know, a good way to talk to people and find out what they want to do. We haven't really had that because we've been pretty small, but we're not small anymore, especially now we've got Culture Map in here. And we've created a whole new business. I mean, we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
No, it's massive.
Quick break. Some Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.